Chapter 78. The light flashed green. I don't remember much else, just that I'd let out a little sigh of relief. I didn't even have enough energy to scream, "I'm alive!" And I returned somehow, sweaty and exhausted and hands crammed into useless little knobs, to my term sleep pod. And Martha tucked me in and told me once again that I would be dreaming in 10 seconds. As I stand here now, looking at the bookshelf in the living room of my newish trailer next to Nana's, I still feel like I'm dreaming. I pick up the photo, taken just before I escaped on the adventure of a lifetime. There I am in the middle, bleach blonde crew cut, sad and afraid. I put down that photo and pick up the one we took just yesterday. Rocks on the left, with Dill and their new addition, Dill Jr. And yes, the kid is eating a booger he just picked. Scissors hasn't changed at all, with her kissy face and her middle finger. Dougie and Bradline are there, Bradline trying to turn Dougie's face toward the camera. Nana's there too. Sweet Nana. Still alive and kicking. Still cooking her infamous meals at 98, eyes as bright as ever. Her arms are around Dad. And Mom. They're not getting back together, Dad and Mom. In fact, she made up some excuse that she needed to take a little trip down the coast, some research into Marsonium for the new Wasteway Corporation. Ah, yes. New Wasteway. Now that lots of Gitanos and their corrupt politician friends are going to jail, the remaining family shareholders, led by Angel, have been extremely eager to merge with an actual legitimate law-abiding corporation like Groupie Ace Space, beginning a thorough scrubbing of their organization from top to bottom. So the name's been changed, and the charter revised to research and distribute Marsonium as a fuel to the government and countries around the globe. New Wasteway will still play a key role in mining on Mars, distilling, purifying, keeping the process safe, and more, employing even more fillers, who can travel as they wish, wherever they wish, than before. So, Mom is gone for now, in another old Honda, no surprise. But Voom Voom is here, sitting in my lap right now, as a matter of fact. So I know she'll be back soon. Voom Voom points to the photo. "Is she a sister too?" He's pointing to the fourth sister, the one on my left, Aurora. She's gone now too, off to release the Rocket Girl album and prep for the tour. Before she left, she wrote the final lyrics to Rocket Girl on the back of the photo. "Rocket girl, I'm going far. Gotta leave now, sail through the stars. If you look real hard, I'm that dot in the black. Will you be waiting if I ever get back? Will you be waiting if I ever get back? Rocket girl, time has come. Leave the stars, learn where you're from. If I look real hard into the blue, you're running to me, and I'm running to you. You're running to me, and I'm running to you." Voom Voom reaches up and wipes the tear from the tip of my nose. He turns the photo back around. "There's me, an angel, and you." And there we are, a weird sort of family of our own. Angel's got his hand on Voom Voom's shoulder. He's going to make such a great dad someday. I know it. He's leaning left and kissing me on the cheek and smiling like he just won a trip to a chocolate factory. I can't wait to marry that boy. And there I am, right in the middle. Not the sad and afraid girl from what feels like a million years ago, but a more complete paper, all grown up, surrounded by possibilities, freedom, and most of all, love. I take a deep breath of the ever-present stink and smile. Smells like home.
This has been an Audible Originals production of You're Going to Mars, written by Rob Dirks, performed by Christine Vam. Executive producers David Blum, Steve Feldberg, and Mike Charzik. Producer Kat Lambrix. Edited by Amanda Rose Smith. Mastered by Brett Lubansky. Copyright 2018 by Rob Dirks. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.